Fenn's OES, I mean a boys band, do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
2-132, Carney Show rolling on, and the club is open up. Come on in, kids, music club. And it's brought to you by Play It Forward, and they are putting instruments into the hands of kids each and every day. Musical instruments, not like aeronautical instruments. Here, Jimmy, here's a compass. Good luck with your career. But no, guitars, pianos, drums, violins, everything. And the driving force behind that, Samantha Fisher in the studio with us. Hi, Sam.
Hello.
What's going on, young lady?
I'm just happy to be here. You look great in that color, by the way.
Thank you. Should see me in shorts. Ask Josh.
Yeah, I've been hearing all about it. It was awkward. I got through it, though.
No idea. I did, too. Just barely. Just barely. All right, we want to get some music, but first let's talk Play It Forward. What's going on with you guys?
Well, our latest and greatest news is we have officially chaptered into another area. In our Springfield, Missouri location, we will officially launch on June 7th. And I'm overjoyed and humbled and thrilled and all of it above.
And one of the members of the Ozark Mountain Daredevils stepping up to be a big part of this?
Yeah, there's a chap from there. He joined the Ozark Mountain Daredevils in like 1976.
Oh, so he's like one of the newer guys.
Yeah, one of the newer guys, along with Soup was the original, one of the original members, and they're great friends. I love Soup. And a friend of mine out there named Rick Snielsen, him and I had been talking about it for about a year. And so it's taken a while to get it together, and it's official. And Rule is going to be the executive director of that chapter. And they've got big problems in their school districts, just like we do here
just
in
like
St.
All
Louis.
School districts,
just
yeah.
like all school districts. And they are fired up and excited. And they're just going to take what we've done here and you know, do the same thing in their community. I'm very excited.
All right. Well, what else, speaking of here, what else is going on with Play It Forward in our neck of the woods?
Well, we'll be at, excuse me. At the pageant on May 31st with the School of Rock Kids.
Yeah.
Last year's show was stellar, and it was a great performance. And these kids are amazing musicians. I mean, when you see an 8-year-old sing the Beatles, it's pretty exciting.
It gives you hope for the future.
It kind of does.
Yeah.
And they do a lot of Led Zeppelin. They do Green Day. They do just all kinds of stuff. So very excited to be a part of that. And this just in, on June 7th, we'll also be a part of Stevie's Hot Dogs 1 year anniversary party, and it'll be an official drop-off for Play It Forward
for Steve Ewing.
For Steve Ewing, yeah.
So his hot dog place down on the hill.
On the hill, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Steve Ewing is going to take part in Ribfest going on this weekend.
Oh, he's just a great performer.
Yeah, and a plug for Ribfest. We'll talk more about it later, but 40 bands out there this weekend. Friday,
that's a
Saturday,
lot.
Sunday, Monday,
and you're
so.
Playing all 3 days, aren't you?
No, I'm doing everything on Monday.
Ah,
so.
3 shows on Monday.
But enough about me. We got time to plug that later. Let's talk about you, Play It Forward. What are you looking for?
Violins, always.
Still?
Please,
violins,
yeah.
Violins are the big ones, huh?
Violins right now. Any band instruments, guitars. I'm looking for also a full drum kit, if anybody has those available.
Pianos?
No, we're good. We're good with pianos. Keyboards would be nice. Any kind of band instrument that you have laying around. And again, if the public is listening... That I met a
what
gal.
What do you mean, if the public is listening?
I didn't mean it like that.
The hell do you think I do this for?
I don't mean it like that.
Who else
I was
is listening?
At the recycling extravaganza, and we were collecting instruments at Damian Davis, and a lady drove by, and she just yelled out the window, "I don't have any instruments, but I love listening to you and John Carney on the radio."
Anybody call you Slammin' Sammy Sound or no?
Thank God, no.
Nobody does.
Just you.
We got to get that going. Anybody ask you what a hen weighs?
No.
No, not lately.
What's a hen weigh?
About 3.5 pounds.
2.5 pounds.
Well, it depends when they're younger.
Oh, I remember it was 2.5 pounds.
We're going to bring that tape in one of these days. I just saw it the other night, as a matter of fact. Play It Forward, STL.org for more information. And we always like to squeeze some music out of you. So let's start squeezing. What are we doing?
One of my favorite people in St. Louis, because I have so many, Big Mike Aguirre.
I was here very close.
Did I pronounce his name correctly?
Well, you just said one of my best friends in the world. He was in my wedding.
Mike Aguirre. I love it. He will be at Beale on Broadway tomorrow night. Showtime, 10:30 p.m. if you're a late starter. 701 South Broadway. Big Mike Aguirre with the Blue City All-Stars featuring Andy Coco, Nathan Hersey, Tony Barbata, Did I say that right?
Hey, stop asking me.
Okay.
You've been asking me for years. I don't have any idea. I think it's part of your charm, the way you hack the English language.
Well, I am from England,
like a butcher.
And this is a great track called, it's a J.J. Gray song called A Woman.
Awesome, Mofro. I just love when you turn this on to music and it doesn't remotely sound like something local, like it's a national thing we've been listening to on the radio for a long time.
Did I mention he was gorgeous, too?
No.
I should have.
Big Mike.
How's he looking, shorts?
Beale on Broadway.
Pretty good.
Tomorrow night, 10:30. Get a room, you two. All right, let's get one more in because we got traffic to get to.
And you can also catch a Big Mike off and down there on a Sunday at 8 o'clock, too, at the Beale on Broadway. If you're looking for an earlier show.
Look for the gorgeous guy.
Apparently. Yes. A big, tall glass of water, that one is. Okay. Speaking of good looking.
Drink of water.
Mr. Eric Lysette.
Yeah.
Good friend of mine for many years. Tonight, live at Salisbury at the Cohen Art Factory, 2500 Ohio Avenue. Special guest tonight, Emily Wallace. This girl has got a voice the size of Texas. She is fantastic. And something new to me, Betsy Frank from Nashville. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Emily goes on at 9. Betsy goes on at 10. Eric Lysette and Salisbury go on at 11. $10 at the door. And this is off the second Salisbury album. And
Cohen Art Factory, by the way, 2500 Ohio.
2500 Ohio.
You're looking for it. Also played forward online at playedforwardstl.org. Congratulations on the Springfield edition.
Thank you.
Slam and Sammy, I know you're out of town next week. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Thank you, my dear. Eric Lysette takes us out on the Music Club for a Thursday.
Another rainy day morning in a sleepy little town. Lightning striking without warning, just to crash into the ground. And there's a crack in the window pane, and the water's leaking in. Puddles forming in the memories come flooding.
141, Eric Lysette in the Music Club. Falling a bit behind. I let that run for a while. It sounds good, but we got to jump to Ed Smear and let him jam a little bit and do it in the form of traffic. This one by request.